NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Darren Woods. And it has been a rough week in world news. But today, we're going to have a bit of a break, and we're going to look at the American jobs market, because it's Jobs Friday.
It is Jobs Friday.
February's numbers are 678,000. That means 678,000 new people got hired last month, which is a solid speed up from January.
I don't know. What do you say, Darian? Air horn?
If this is not an air horn moment, I don't know what is. Celebrate the wins while we have them.
It's true. We got to celebrate the wins.
And every month we talk about that big jobs number, the number of jobs added to the economy. But on Jobs Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, releases a bunch of other measures about how the labor market is doing. Things like unemployment and wages. And you can look at some of the numbers by ethnicity and by race. But there has been one major category that you couldn't see by itself every month. The monthly employment rates for people who are American Indian or Alaska Native. Until just this year.
Today on the show, we speak with an expert on American Indian and Alaska Native data. Someone who got out ahead of the Bureau of Labor Statistics and said, you know what? If you're not going to publish these numbers, we will do it ourselves. How he did it and what he thinks of this historic move by the BLS after the break. To learn more about American Indian and Alaskan Native jobs numbers, we called up Casey Lozar.
Casey Lozar, thank you so much for joining The Indicator. Can I just get you to introduce yourself?
Hest squahalt, plumnetite with squillet squast, tennis salish skolse. Good morning. It's great to be with you today. My name is Casey Lozar, and I'm an enrolled member of the Confederate Salish and Kootenai tribes here in Montana, and I'm vice president at the Minneapolis Fed and director of the Center for Indian Country Development.
Casey Lozar was born on the Flathead Indian Reservation. This reservation stretches through mountains, forests, towns, and part of a huge lake. It was here that, as a kid, Casey found his first passion.
At that point, I wanted to be a golf pro.
A golf pro?
Yep. Career trajectory has certainly changed paths.
Are there any lessons from golf that you can apply in your work now?
Know the numbers.
That is like perfect indicator advice.
It's so true.
But as Casey started to enter the world of economics, he noticed that the numbers for American Indians like him were often missing.
Oftentimes, Indian country is discussed as asterisk nation. So an asterisk often in data sets where there isn't sufficient data to incorporate American Indian and Alaska Natives. Oftentimes, we're also considered the invisible minority.
And this asterisk in reports creates real problems. So take the government's American Rescue Plan last year, which gave a lot of money to different groups all across America to tide us over the recession. And you could imagine that knowing where in the country the most jobs were lost would be really helpful for directing where that funding might make the most difference. Without data, it's like, you know, training for a golf tournament without recording any of your scores.
If you're not in the numbers, often you're forgotten.
Casey says there are a lot of reasons for the missing data for those asterisks. One of them is that many American Indians and Alaska Natives live in rural areas and might not have access to reliable Wi-Fi to reply to online surveys. Also, some may move around to different extended family homes, and that could make repeat surveying really hard.
But maybe the biggest reason for these asterisks is what's called a small sample size. Now, there are about 10 million American Indian and Alaska Native people in the U.S., but it's a small part of the American population overall. So, like in the survey that is used on Jobs Friday, out of 60,000 surveyed households, you might only get like 100 people actually unemployed in that demographic category. And that means that numbers like unemployment rates can be volatile. They can bounce up and down every month just out of randomness. Like one month, you might just happen to survey people in an area with fewer jobs just out of chance, not because the trend was actually getting worse.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics said for this reason, it did not include a monthly measure of American Indian and Alaska Natives in their database, just the annual numbers. These respondents, they said, make up only 1% of the labor force in the U.S. And this was really frustrating for Casey.
The jobs report is one of the most important sources of information about our economy and about our labor market. So not having sufficient data of American Indian Alaska Natives, it handcuffs policymakers and tribal leaders to understand right now where is their labor market.
And Casey knew this particular frustration very well because the Minneapolis Fed's Center for Indian Country Development has a leadership council, a group of Native experts and leaders across the country.
They provide a lot of guidance on the data that exists and on important research projects or unanswered questions in Indian country that would be meaningful to tribal communities.
Giving Indigenous groups more of a say in what data is collected and how that data is used is a step towards what's sometimes called data sovereignty. And the message Casey was hearing was that American Indian and Alaska Native job market statistics needed to be more visible.
Casey and his team at the Fed knew that the government did collect this data. Like, it was available deep inside the databases. And they just needed to take it out and make some adjustments and present it in a way that was more accessible to the general public.
So Casey and his team turned the government's raw monthly data into three-month averages. This instantly boosted the sample sizes by three. And then they made a simple interactive web page, a dashboard of graphs that anyone could look at to see American Indian and Alaskan Native labor force participation, employment, and unemployment. They launched it last year.
It's a beautiful little dashboard.
It is beautiful. We love that you're calling it beautiful. Yeah, we're quite proud of it. Certainly, this has been helpful as we've been closely following the economic recovery of our tribal communities.
And like in the rest of America, there has been a huge labor market recovery in tribal communities. In the middle of 2020, nearly one in five American Indians or Alaska Natives in the job market were unemployed. Now it's down to one in 13, just over 7%. That is a huge recovery, but it is still double the unemployment rate of the general U.S. population.
What are the kind of drivers of that rough doubling of unemployment rates compared to the general population?
Well, I think there's a number of factors. The job opportunities are probably fewer in many of our tribal communities. The other factor is when you think about sort of the effects of the pandemic, a lot of American Indian, Alaska Native workers are concentrated in the service sector. And the service sector certainly was hit particularly hard in the pandemic.
And the story varies a lot depending on where in the country you're looking. The urban population tends to be more employed, for instance, than the rural population. And of course, it varies across reservations. So thanks to Casey's website, you can break down statistics by these categories as well.
And now the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, has finally done what Casey and his team did. They've included American Indian and Alaska Native numbers in their tables on Jobs Friday, easily accessible to the public. Now, it does still have that issue of the small sample size every month. So the BLS says that users do need to be aware that these estimates could be fairly volatile.
It's certainly exciting for us to know that we I don't think we had necessarily a hand in moving BLS forward, but certainly we paved a pathway to show that it could be done.
And because this is just kind of a very special economic moment, we got Casey to record himself this morning.
All right, well, drum roll. Today is the monthly jobs report day. Let's
opening up the new and improved Jobs Friday numbers.
There it is. Unemployment rate for American Indian Alaska Natives is for the month of February, 7.4%, a significant drop in the unemployment rate.
Casey does take this month's new numbers with a bit of a grain of salt.
Because economics?
Yeah, he's a data person. But, you know, also because of the small sample size. But, you know, he hopes that these new numbers out there in the world are a step towards greater visibility of American Indian and Alaska Native people, towards shedding that label of asterisk nation.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Nikki Ouellette with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Corey Bridges. Viet Le is our senior producer. Kate Concannon edits the show. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.